Mike Kliss of 9 News, our Broncos insider. Appreciate you dropping by here once again, Mike. I want you to chime in here on this conversation we are just having, and it's happening all across Colorado and many other cities today. North Carolina and, you know, New York with the Jets. This Deshaun Watson conversation. If I ask you to put your GM hat on here, the idea that three picks, Jeremy Fowler put it out there yesterday, he pulled anonymous pro personnel, and it was unanimous. It will take at least three first-round picks. Would you do that for Deshaun Watson?
No. No. I was reading one of the Twitter responses, and you know, this isn't Peyton Manning, who is 12-4, who shows up and you're 12-4. Deshaun Watson just came off a great season, but on a team with a lot of holes, went 4-12. He's not that type. He's a very good quarterback, a talented quarterback. He can throw, he can run, but on a team with a lot of flaws, this year showed that he's not the type that can turn a franchise around. So no, I would not do that. I think in the Broncos case, I'm not sure that's the three first round picks. I think it would be two first round picks. Like in the Broncos case, I said this, it would be two first round picks, Drew Lock, and then one of three other players that are on your team, which would be Jerry Jeudy, who would probably be the most logical one because that's the one the Texans need. You know, after they lost DeAndre Hopkins, they need a receiver.
Yep.
So it'd probably be Jeudy. But Fant, maybe. You know, Fant would be another one. A highly talented, productive young player, still on a rookie contract. And then possibly Draymond Jones, who's probably your best young defensive player.
Not Bradley Chubb?
Bradley Chubb is going into his fourth year, mm-hmm. And with the injuries, possibly him, but I would think Draymond Jones might be have a little more trade value because he's relatively clean, health wise, and cheaper, and he's a very good player. I think he's a very good player. So, but it have to be one of those, and I say no because. Again, I do think the Broncos have too many holes, and I understand quarterback can overcome a lot of holes. I'm not sure Deshaun Watson is that type of quarterback. If he's got a lot of great pieces around him, he can win a Super Bowl. But
you look at this offensive nucleus that John has put together. There's a lot of nice young talent here. And I look at it from the perspective of I want to get the most out of this young talent, and I don't want to keep wasting these years by, you know, bringing in an Andy Dalton, by bringing in a aging veteran quarterback, or just rolling Drew Lock out there and having a competition next year. I want to try to get the most out of these guys, and I think you get the most out of these guys by playing with an athletic quarterback that can extend plays. It's going to open up your running game, and he's going to get the most out of Noah Fant, the most out of Cortland Sutton, the most out of, if Judy's here. If Judy's not here, the most out of Tim Patrick, Albert O. These young pieces that John has accumulated that I'm excited about seeing, I want to see him with a upper echelon quarterback, and I think it's unfair to put that record last year solely on Deshaun Watson, and then ignore the two previous years where they were playoff football teams. So you look at 4,800 yards this year, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. I mean, he had a darn good year, and I think what's the difference between, you know, two first-rounders and three first-rounders to just cross that quarterback off your list for the next decade? I really think it's a no-brainer.
Mm. Yeah, it could be. I mean, and that might be what George Payton looks like. Now you're gonna you do that, and Deshaun Watson is leading the team with not much defense. This team, you know, there's no cornerbacks going forward here on this team.
Well, I mean, you don't like Michael OJ Moutier? I mean, are we down on him?
I think starter. I'm not sure
they
about
threw
that
him
one.
Out there last year. Yeah, okay. Well, I mean,
looked
I'm
like
hoping
he had
develops.
Looked like he had a rough year to me.
No, I mean, he struggled.
Other than that, he had a good year.
They threw him out there as a rookie. Like, here you go, youngster. No offseason, and he was starting day one. And, I mean, you know, you're going to have – I mean, I saw Von Miller get benched his rookie year. And, I mean, he turned out to be a pretty good player.
Oh. Did Von Miller get benched his rookie year?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. He was a rookie of the year. He was the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. I don't remember him getting benched. But, hey, you know, I understand the argument for Deshaun Watson. I almost would rather use the the other thing, I guess you could do all that, and you're saying the other part of the equation, Deshaun Watson has the no-trade – where he's going to decide where he wants to go, right? This is where we're at in this thing. He's going to decide.
Right.
And he could decide on the Broncos based on the talent that they have on offense. But they're going to have to give up some of that. I guess you would, from what he sees, Cortland Sutton would come back, so he wouldn't have Jerry Jeudy. And but it's also, it seems to me like he wants a lot of diversity in the coaching staff, especially on offense. And the Broncos don't have that right now on Vic's coaching staff. So I'm not sure the Broncos are in line with recruiting Deshaun Watson. So we'll have to wait and see. My guess is George Payton will at least make a call. He may even put a package together. He may give it the old college try.
Yep.
I think that would be a difficult get. I think that would be a big upset if the Broncos wound up with Deshaun Watson. Your question is, should they? I mean, I understand it. I guess maybe I'm not as high on Deshaun Watson as again, this isn't Peyton Manning where you're automatically going to be 12-4.
Mike,
he's good. He's really good. I don't necessarily think the Broncos are a playoff team if they get Deshaun Watson and they lose all those other pieces in return.
It's interesting, the Peyton Manning reference, and this is KKFN, KKFN HD1 Longmont Denver. It's interesting because we heard Mike Evans say that as well. After 3 years, Peyton Manning was 4 games above 500. After 3 years, Deshaun Watson is 3 games above 500. So I think, you know, for me, Deshaun is still an ascending player. I mean, he is 25 years old and has already been a part of, you know, a team in 2019 that went 11-5 with him, 10-5. He missed a game. And then in 2018, he was the quarterback in just his second year of a team that went 11-5. So I'm choosing not to dwell on just the overall, you know, record and put a microscope over 2020. 2020 was a disaster for the Texans all around. I mean, that defense was, you know, if not the worst in the league, a bottom three. So you know, well, I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree on this one here, on this specific topic. But I heard you, Mike, I heard you yesterday on the drive, and really, you know, the impetus for us reaching out, I heard you say something yesterday that gave me pause. When you said, and I hope I heard you right, I'm not mischaracterizing it, that getting a long-term deal done with Justin Simmons may be harder than some people are, maybe even some people like myself, are making it out to be. Do I have that right?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, because George Payton made comments, a general comment that sounded like Justin Simmons, you know, that's a priority to try to get him done. And what I'm saying is it was a priority last year. The Broncos tried to get – usually with these free agents, the guys you're going to franchise, you don't start negotiating with them until March. They opened up negotiations with Justin Simmons very early. They exchanged proposals, but well before the start of free agency. And they couldn't get it done. Now, George Payton might come in with a better offer than what John Elway did, and I think maybe he probably will. The difficulty here, there's talking about you want him done, and then there's actually the action through your offer. And Justin Simmons last year, what made him, in my opinion, the reason why Justin Simmons wasn't signed is he asked for the number one, he wanted to be the number one paid safety by quite a bit. The Broncos came in and they made two offers, which put him sixth in average salary and fifth in guarantee. Justin Simmons didn't come back. They were still insulted by that. And so it went nowhere. There was uncertainty of COVID. They decided to ride it out, and he played on the franchise tag. Now, if Justin Simmons wants to be the number one paid safety again, and, you know, maybe he will, I don't know, maybe he will, maybe he won't, I think it's going to be tough to sign him to a multi-year deal again. He came back, and he had a very good year, not a Pro Bowl year. Or all-pro year, I should say, not an all-pro year. So it's Garrett Bowles took fourth and fifth best money, depending on what measure, at tackle. He's the fourth highest paid, fifth highest paid. If Justin Simmons will accept the fourth or fifth highest paid, I think the Broncos will get it done. If he wants to be the highest paid, I think it's going to be difficult.
Do you think, Mike, that will be out there for him, or do you think he might run into a little bit of a, you know, Shelby Harris situation? Well, Shelby thought he was going to be making, you know, 8 to 10, something like that, and it just wasn't there for him last year. Whatever that number was, it wasn't there for Shelby last year.
Yeah,
I
think Simmons would get a franchise tag for a second year.
Really?
Because the franchise tag for a second year, even with the automatic 20% bump, puts him at 13.8 million, which is still wouldn't put him in the top five in among safeties. So that would seem like the answer for the team there. And then you might have a little bit more difficulty because Justin Simmons played 1 year in the tag. I'm not sure he'd play a second year. So there's still, I guess what I'm saying is it's nice that the Broncos want Justin Simmons back, and they do want to sign him the long-term deal. And I guess I would still put it at greater than 50% that they will get a long-term deal. There's just, you know, I'm just not saying it's any different based on George Payton saying it's a priority, because it was a priority last year too, and it didn't get done.
Man, that's an interesting one. Yeah, when I heard the conviction in George Payton's voice when he made that comment to The Drive, and he starts the sentence with, like, he literally says, quote, "Look, we are not in the business of letting our young players go." It almost felt like that they would be willing to reset the market, like that's or at least pay top three. That's kind of how, if he's willing to say that into a microphone, I'm like, man, they might have had some discussions behind closed doors. And after it wasn't necessarily quite the 2019, but he followed it up with another really nice season, Pro Bowl-type season. I'm like, maybe they will reset the market. But hearing you go through this, I'm kind of having second guesses.
Yeah, I don't know about resetting the market. That's always tough. It's always tough to make that leap. Top three is a big difference. You said top three or reset the market.
Yeah, sure.
Top three is big difference than resetting the market.
Sure, sure.
We'll have to wait and see. But you know, everybody, it makes sense for Simmons to come back. I do think the chances do increase with George Payton. You know, whatever the negotiating feelings from last year, you know, maybe they weren't all that, you know, there's no touchy feely feelings between the two parties.
Sure.
When things don't work out,
right.
Now one side of the party has changed, and that does give a little more optimism that you can get something done.
Sure.
Mike, last one for me here on the way out. What'd you make? I know you talked with George Payton. What'd you make of that conversation? What'd you take away from listening to George?
I like the fact that he seems to me like he just knows what he wants. He's secure in his own skin. You know, I said this here and there, and I'm not sure on the fan, but what I liked most was when he didn't know the answer or he didn't want to answer, he just, you know, didn't bother. He didn't try to fish for an answer to try to sound smart. He just said, I can't answer that right now. And, that's a guy who knows what he wants. I think he really knows how to handle the GM chair. He's been so close to it for so long. Having said all that, I also think I go back to his Minnesota and how Minnesota operated. They made some splashes now. They didn't always work out, though. The big thing was, I mean, Case Keenum was a cult hero in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
In 2017, 13-3, the Minneapolis miracle. They get to the NFC Championship game, and they fire him, not for Peyton Manning, but for Kirk Cousins. And I mean, they're not afraid to make that was an incremental upgrade. I understood it. You know, Cousins has a stronger arm, more upside. Still doesn't win. He's still a .500 quarterback. And the Vikings, you know, they made a big trade with Stephon Diggs last year, and it seems like Diggs worked out for Buffalo more than – I don't even remember what the Vikings got back in return, but they're not in the playoffs. So I think he's going to be a solid GM. I think the Broncos are going to be competitive every year. You know, based on the Vikings, I'm not expecting him to be a miracle worker. You know, maybe I think it'll be 2 or 3 years before they're legit Super Bowl contenders. I think if they stay healthy and, you know, everything works out, they can be on that fringe of that seventh AFC playoff spot right away, providing either their quarterback does have to get better, right? They were 5-11 and their quarterback was number 32. I'm not saying necessarily stick with Drew Locke. But is Drew Locke and Jacoby Brissett the answer for the Broncos to be better at quarterback? And you keep your team intact and you've got all the pieces to keep building. Or do you throw it all for Deshaun Watson? I know where you guys stand. I honestly might be more in line with the Locke, Jacoby Brissett, and keeping those three first-round picks and keeping Jerry Jeudy and seeing where the team is going forward this year. And then maybe next year making a real big push. Or even that number 9
You don't know what's going to be next year. So, you know, I got you, Mike.
Even that number – yeah, maybe a quarterback in that first round this year.
Maybe yeah. So. Maybe
Never
so.
Know.
Maybe so. Hey, Mike, we kept you too long. Thank you. Really great conversations. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
All right. See you guys.
All right. There he goes, Mike Kliss.